This is the best part of my talk, the view coming in on Friday. It was beautiful for those of you that got to fly in during the daytime. I'm going to be talking about our experience with the Violent Death Reporting System draft CDC unintentional overdose module that we got from CDC last year. Those are 13 questions that add unintentional drug poisoning surveillance into the National Violent Death Reporting System. That system operates in 32 states in Wisconsin since 2004, but does not historically include unintentional drug poisoning. We looked at data in 2014 from convenience sample of two different counties. One county had 72 cases that year, the other had 36. Both were urban counties that had medical examiners instead of coroners in our mixed system. The ME reports were received either via email or we reviewed them on site. So I'm going to quickly go through some of our findings and a couple of comments. So the first one, the type of drug poisoning, you can see here most were overdose related to substance abuse. We found these, though, difficult to classify from the data. Most of these comments are from Brittany Grogan, who did the abstract and did most of this work. The previous drug overdose question, we had a problem here with the none versus the unknown. We have relayed this information to CDC and suggest that the questions do allow us to differentiate the known, the none from the unknown. The treatment for substance abuse, most of the cases had no treatment. Again, here we have a none versus unknown problem, and so we have to take this no treatment with a grain of salt. The question on the history of opioid heroin abuse, you can see the results here, 45% none. 16% current or past abuse. Here, once again, we have the none versus unknown problem, and probably a better definition of what past abuse means. It'd be nice to have some time frame associated with that. For the seen indicators of drug abuse, these are the results. Just a couple of the things we noticed. Drug paraphernalia, hard to define. What if you saw marijuana paraphernalia, but it was a suspected overdose? Do you include it? Again, some better definitions and a manual perhaps to go to these questions, and I think it'll probably emerge over time. The next one, naloxone opioid antagonist administered. Very few of the cases seem to have naloxone administered. We did have an unknown there, though, so this is probably not to be unexpected in a series of deaths. Getting towards the end, there are only 15. I'm not going to go through them all. Bystanders present at the time of overdose. Here, our problem was trying to decide, again, what is a bystander? We'd rather see that this talked about witnesses rather than somebody actually being there. We really want to know whether somebody else was conscious so that intervention could have taken place. There were several questions on prescription information. Overall, we saw that the opioid prescription data documentation in the records was poorly documented. We didn't know that the opioid prescriptions had been prescribed in 30 days in over two-thirds of the cases. And again, just a lot of unknown. We feel it would be much better to link to PDMP and not worry about what information we can get from the scene there. The last one or two, the route of drug exposure. Most of them were ingestion and transdermal patch. We would like to see those disaggregated as two questions, not one question. And I think one of the last ones, that's a repeat. So in conclusion, our issue with this, at least for Wisconsin, for the two places that we looked at it and the information we had, was that maybe half the questions that in the pilot were useful, half weren't. The lack of the unknown option is something that's easily fixed. We'd also like to see some skip logic in some of the questions so that not all the questions have to be answered if they're not logical. Certainly, it's incumbent upon us for future work with the NVDRS to do the linkages, as some people have already done, with the PDMP, with emergency medical services, and with emergency department visits, where we think we're going to get more reliable information than we're going to get from the coroner's data. So I'm at 4:45. Thank you very much, and I'll entertain some questions later.